Welcome to BGE's Business Express Line. If you smell gas or need to report a gas emergency, press 1. For a power outage, electric emergency, or other electric issue, press 2. To pay now, press 3. For everything else, press 4. Explore energy saving programs and incentives at bge.com/savingsfinder. For information about payment arrangements, due date extensions, budget billing, and energy assistance resources for eligible customers, please visit bge.com/here to help. For account information or billing and payment matters, press 1. To stop, start or transfer service, press 2. For new construction, service upgrades, or equipment relocation, press 3. To listen to your job status, press 1. For new construction, service upgrades, or equipment relocation, press 2. To speak to a representative, press 0. Please stay on the line for assistance. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. The call center is closing soon. Press 3. The call center is closing soon. Press 1. To receive a callback for the next business day. Press 2. To schedule a callback for a later time. Press 3. To hold for the next available agent.
All of our representatives are assisting customers. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered as quickly as possible.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you. That phone number again, 877-778-7798. And to learn more about natural gas safety, visit bge.com/gassafety. Take the chill out of your winter energy bill. Learn do-it-yourself tips, conservation strategies, and explore BGE programs. Visit bge.com/winterready to find the tools and resources to take on the winter chill, reduce energy consumption, and save money. The winter season brings cold temperatures, which may translate into high energy bills. Sign up for unusual usage alerts and receive a phone call, email, or text when your energy usage is higher than normal. To learn more, visit bge.com/energy usage.
We have not forgotten you. Please be assured that your call will be answered by the next available representative.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you. That phone number again, 877-778-7798. And to learn more about natural gas safety, visit bge.com/gassafety. Take the chill out of your winter energy bill. Learn do-it-yourself tips, conservation strategies, and explore BGE programs. Visit bge.com/winterready to find the tools and resources to take on the winter chill, reduce energy consumption, and save money. The winter season brings cold temperatures, which may translate into high energy bills. Sign up for unusual usage alerts and receive a phone call, email, or text when your energy usage is higher than normal. To learn more, visit bge.com/energy usage.
We have not forgotten you. Please be assured that your call will be answered by the next available representative.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you. That phone number again, 877-778-7798. And to learn more about natural gas safety, visit bge.com/gassafety. Take the chill out of your winter energy bill. Learn do-it-yourself tips, conservation strategies, and explore BGE programs. Visit bge.com/winterready to find the tools and resources to take on the winter chill, reduce energy consumption, and save money. The winter season brings cold temperatures, which may translate into high energy bills. Sign up for unusual usage alerts and receive a phone call, email, or text when your energy usage is higher than normal. To learn more, visit bge.com/energy usage.
We have not forgotten you. Please be assured that your call will be answered by the next available representative.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you. That phone number again, 877-778-7798. And to learn more about natural gas safety, visit bge.com/gassafety. Take the chill out of your winter energy bill. Learn do-it-yourself tips, conservation strategies, and explore BGE programs. Visit bge.com/winterready to find the tools and resources to take on the winter chill, reduce energy consumption, and save money. The winter season brings cold temperatures, which may translate into high energy bills. Sign up for unusual usage alerts and receive a phone call, email, or text when your energy usage is higher than normal. To learn more, visit bge.com/energy usage.
We have not forgotten you. Please be assured that your call will be answered by the next available representative.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you. That phone number again, 877-778-7798. And to learn more about natural gas safety, visit bge.com/gassafety. Take the chill out of your winter energy bill. Learn do-it-yourself tips, conservation strategies, and explore BGE programs. Visit bge.com/winterready to find the tools and resources to take on the winter chill, reduce energy consumption, and save money. The winter season brings cold temperatures, which may translate into high energy bills. Sign up for unusual usage alerts and receive a phone call, email, or text when your energy usage is higher than normal. To learn more, visit bge.com/energy usage.
We have not forgotten you. Please be assured that your call will be answered by the next available representative.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you. That phone number again, 877-778-7798. And to learn more about natural gas safety, visit bge.com/gassafety. Take the chill out of your winter energy bill. Learn do-it-yourself tips, conservation strategies, and explore BGE programs. Visit bge.com/winterready to find the tools and resources to take on the winter chill, reduce energy consumption, and save money. The winter season brings cold temperatures, which may translate into high energy bills. Sign up for unusual usage alerts and receive a phone call, email, or text when your energy usage is higher than normal. To learn more, visit bge.com/energy usage.
We have not forgotten you. Please be assured that your call will be answered by the next available representative.
BGE makes available many different types of assistance programs, and one great way to find the programs that are most valuable to you. Check out the new BGE Assistance Finder tool. Just answer a few questions about your circumstances and preferences, and the Assistance Finder will provide personal assistance recommendations for managing your bill or being more energy efficient. To learn more, visit bge.com/assistancefinder. Anytime you suspect a natural gas leak, BGE wants to know about it. No matter when or where you smell natural gas, go to a safe place and call BGE immediately at 877-778-7798. Leaking natural gas inside buildings or outside can create a safety hazard. Our emergency teams are ready 24/7 to check it out at no cost to you.
Thank you for calling Bottom Gas and Electric New Business. This is Ms. McDougal. How may I assist you today?
This is Paul Barron from Garcia's Tree Experts. I'm assuming we have a commercial account. I'm the auditor, the officer for that particular company. Oh, I'm calling from our I spoke with our legal department that finished the deed. We divide the property. It's a big property, 10-acre property. We divide in two pieces. So we're going to have to open a new account and move the address for this current one. And I'm wondering if it's possible to request an engineer to come here on site before we fill any paperwork for you. Is it possible?
So unfortunately, the only way to get an engineer on site would be to fill out the service application to provide the scope of work that's being asked for.
But the question, we have an account, we have a commercial account, is a lot of money every month. In this particular case, that account, the official number for that account was changed by the county. The PG County changed the number. That you should be able to do without me to waste my time with the paperwork and also waiting. Who knows how long we're going to have to wait for that. So can you see if the adjustment of the address could be provided? And what we are requesting is just a duplicating of account, the same account we have now, because we divide the property and this property is being sold. So the new owner will be in charge of the old account, and we're going to have to pay only the new account.
Right, so I understand your question.
In the same street, same property, Perhaps not necessary to put a new pole. I don't know, but can you locate our account, and can you escalate this request for a supervisor so we can try to find some proper guide, and perhaps I will agree to do an online paperwork later.
May I have the address?
17437 Mill Branch Place in Bowie, Maryland, 20716. That's Mill, M-I-L-L Branch. Also, if you can confirm if the account is under the name of Mr. Juan P. Garcia, he's the owner, then I will have no authority to discuss that account. But if it's in the name of our company, I am the proper officer for that. I'm the auditor for the company, Garcia's Three Experts. What is the accounting in that address assigned to, a person or a business?
So before I go into that information, I do apologize, as you did mention your name in the beginning of the conversation, but I didn't quite capture it.
My name is Paul Barron.
Paul Barron.
Paul. I'm the auditor, the independent auditor and the officer for Garcia's Three Experts Corporation, Inc.
All right. And a phone number for you?
202-957-9900. That is my cell phone number, so it would be easy for you to call me. I always answer calls during the afternoon. That's my time in this Garcia's company office. In the morning, I am in my church mission. I'm a religious person in charge of a Catholic mission. So basically, only during the afternoon you can call me. In my cell phone, all this.
Well, no, it's more so for our conversation right now to say that if I was to lose you in this conversation, what number I would be calling you back under.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. That's 202-957-9900. And you are authorized to record the conversation if you need.
Thank you. So the account is under Mr. Garcia's name.
Okay, in this case, can I put in a three-way call, can I put him on this call so he can confirm my information to you?
Well, like I said, I mean, I can answer a question on a general basis. Nothing more so needs to, well, yes and no. So you're inquiring about, you're saying that the postal system changed this address?
This particular address is no longer legal. So that the address you have in your record must be changed to 17439. So the 437 became a new property because Mr. Garcia authorized me to divide his property in two completely independent pieces of land.
Understood. But so let me just clarify. Just let me ask a question. So the 17437. That is on record with BGE is now 17439.
Yes. That's
so the 17437 has been taken out of the system as an address.
That's the one they need a new account because we are selling the property for 17439 is being sold out, and as soon as the owner take over, the other portion of the property will have no more electricity.
So with the split of the property, what is the other piece of land?
17437.
So that's what I say. So 17437 is staying as an address, but being separated or split out with 37 and 39.
Exactly. You got the point. Exactly the point. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So 37 is still going to stay in existence, but wanting to add an address as 17439, which is already authorized with the U.S. Postal System.
Yes,
but not with BGE.
And now, of course, the person that is buying the property will transfer the liability out of Mr. Garcia and put in his or her own name, right? The future owner of the house here. Mm-hmm. When you have the office, and Mr. Garcia will have to pay the bill for the 17,437 and use the electricity in his own small trailer there, because for now he only uses a commercial arena for his, it's a garage, that's not using electricity almost at all, but at least his trailer will have to plug it a new meter.
Okay. So with the process, and again, mentioning an engineer. So with the process, there is an application that would need to be filled out, one, on the basis of there being a new address being asked to be created for the purpose of separating the property to now be two separate entities.
Okay.
The application I can email to you, or the application can be picked up under our bg.com portal.
Can you email for us?
Mm-hmm. Okay, may I have your email address?
My email is auditor. You know how to spell auditor?
A-U-D-I-T-O-R.
Yes, at Garcia's. Garcia's, the name, the email for the company is Garcia's GC, Garcia's General Contractors.com. So just Garcia's with an S, and then the initial G for general and C for contract. So Garcia's GC.com is the domain. And my email for me is auditor at GarciasGC. If you send it to me, I will fill the form and send it back to you.
Okay. So the spelling again is as G-A-R-C-I-A-S.
The same last name of Mr. Garcia,
right,
you have in your
with
record.
The S. Oh, have it on.
With an S, exactly.
Yes. Okay.
But then you must add a GC.
Yes. That, got that.
.com. Yes. Yeah, if you go to GarciaGC.com, you're going to see the website.
Oh, okay.
So if you send to me the form, I will fill. And then as long as you don't have technical question, how many watts you're going to use, I have no clue.
Well, that's part of the information. I mean, I understand what you're asking about, and you can put it in the scope of work.
Okay, if that's the reason, I think BG should give us a courtesy visit, because for some year you are paying so much money, and being completely locked to your policy without some accommodation is really, really unfair.
Understood. What's the set up? New utilities. Request
engineer, the hundreds of thousands of dollars since engineer. The account was open.
All right, well, that email has been sent to you. If you have access to it now, you can confirm receipt.
Give me a sec. I will confirm you. Yes, I have it. From,
okay.
From, oops. Okay, I got the message from, there's no your name here, New Business Construction. So I have the form in my hand. I don't really consider New Country Construction. It's not a new country. It's already there for years.
That's what I'm saying. It's just the definition, because it's a universal application on the basis of many scenarios. Your scenario is that it's already constructed, separated, needing to have metering or utilities to that now part of the parcel of the property. So the verbiage is just the verbiage. Don't concentrate on the verbiage. Concentrate on the application on the basis that it's going to ask you.
Can I open the form so you can guide? Huh?
Yes.
Okay, here I have to the customer. Your project location. So I can project name, there's no name. So load information. Oh my goodness.
Because you're asking more so for metering. So when you're asking about metering, you sort of kind of gauge what's being, is this, so if this is a commercial property, is this commercial property going to have any kind of machinery? Is this strictly simple things that are being utilized electrically, but there's going to, you're asking to have metering, electric metering to this property. So it's anticipated you should sort of kind of can gauge what is going to be used so that the proper meter can be installed, and so it can determine that it's not going to over make the transformer overweighted.
Okay. If I fill the form, can I, when I send the form back to you, I see here the source comes from a new business service application at BZ. Oh, that is a general email, it's not a personal. I not be able to talk to anybody there.
Right. So you're not going to send it back to me. I'm just the filter.
I can say
the department.
That is exactly what I'm trying to avoid.
And unfortunately, it can't be avoided because, again, there's this process in levels. So this process is the application has to be submitted. It goes to our site plans department, who reviews it to then determine the next level it goes to, being that designer engineer.
Well, and then why your department don't allow us to fill this form using a Zoom meeting or half hour or just a technician here on site to see our needs and quickly complete this variable. After I can send you the amount of money I pay for the last 25 years, you're gonna believe more than $100,000 we paid for your company. So I think we should have some supervisor authorize one single visit for the engineer, and then we can fill the form right here in the property, so he can see what we have, what the equipment, what we need, and the would be a very reasonable request. I have no technical information for you, and I will not hire an engineer just for that. It's absurd.
No, we're not saying that you would be hiring an engineer. I mean, it's not you hiring an engineer. It's our engineer who's going to be working on behalf of BGE to assist you with your scope of work.
Okay, that's what we need. So how can I...
Right, but you have to fill out that form.
Can I have a Zoom meeting or a phone call so you can have a fill the form? Or can he stop by?
By you filling out that form initially, it would be the only way it would get that set up.
Okay, in the form. So can I send the form without any technical information, just the legal information, the address information, the general information, and skip it until he replies to me? And I also need to have an idea how long it takes for the BD to move on with the application.
But
the regular time for that? What's the normal time frame for this new meter to be functional?
Well, the application itself is 10 business days for it to be acknowledged, logged, and have the designer assign. The designer coming out to do the site visit and then creating a work order on the basis of the scope of work.
Okay.
And then once the scope of work is reviewed, then a timeline can be provided. But there's a permit that would need to be given or applied for also by that county. The county being PG County, there needs to be electrical permits pulled.
Okay. And who have to request that electrical permit?
Your contractor.
We don't have any new construction here.
You don't have new construction, but you're still going to be installing a separate meter,
which requires electric work.
It requires electric work,
but this
which is a contractor.
But not supposed to be done by BGE?
Not the electric work, no. We install the meter, but the electric work is done by your contractor.
And so for that, I need to request a permit in the county.
Correct.
Okay. Can I send information without technical data in terms of a load,
They'll delay the application until they get that information. I mean, as I say, you don't have to be precise. You can gauge. I mean, again, what is the purpose of this separate property being commercial? What is anticipated is going to be in there? Is there any kind of machinery, equipment? Excuse me, is it just for lighting? Is it just for computer sources? What's gauging?
Yes, I have no purpose. It would be very easy for me to inform that information. Yes, I have no problem with that.
Right. So that's where you would put the load information in, and they would be able to review it and go from there.
No, the loaded number, I will not enter any loaded number. I can select yes or no in the list. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, until 19 items. So I can put just the X to tell which one we're going to use, but no clue about the numbers.
Okay. Well, like I said, you would more so need to submit it. And then once it's submitted, it'll go through its cycle and you'll be contacted by a designer.
If I send without the proper load data, they will refuse to contact me to fill these numbers.
They won't refuse to contact you. They will not process it to go to the next steps.
But they will not even contact me to let me know, to talk.
They will contact you. Yes, okay. They will contact you to say that they need load information.
Okay.
But at that time of them contacting you about load information, they're not going to go into a full-blown conversation with what you're trying to get established.
They will have contact with me over the phone, like I'm talking to you, or send email. What's the proper way to contact?
Normally, if there's an email provided, they are going to respond by email. If only the phone number is provided, they'll respond by phone.
Okay, I'm going to give only the phone. Thank you.
Thank Understood.
You so much. Appreciate it.
Bye. All right, Mr. Paul, anything else I can help you with?
No, that's all. I appreciate you took my call and you were very patient. I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a wonderful week.
You as well, and I thank you for calling Bottom of Gas and Electric.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.